And this is Bob Fisher reporting for Talking Travel, and I am in Karlovy Vary, also known as Carlsbad, which is a famous spa town in the Czech Republic. And I am speaking with Lubislav Ilyev, who is a high school student from Sofia, Bulgaria, who specializes in languages. And when I say he specializes, I mean it. He speaks English fluently, French, and he's now learning Japanese. Lubislav, can you tell me, where did your interest in language studies begin?
Well, my interest in those kinds of studies began long ago when I was still a kid, because my mother encouraged me to begin learning English. That was when I was 6 years old. That was where my initial interest came from. Then that was the French at the beginning of high school, and now it's the Japanese.
And how, can you just tell me briefly, how did you learn English? Just in school?
Well, no, I also visited some private lessons at the beginning to get things started. And then it was only school.
Let's go over the Bulgaria basics, as I'll call them, for our listeners who may not be very familiar with your country. Can you just tell us, first of all, geographically, where is Bulgaria located?
Well, Bulgaria is situated in southeastern Europe on the Balkan Peninsula. Its northern border is the Danube River, the eastern border is the Black Sea, and it is Yugoslavia is to the west, as well as Macedonia, and the south border is towards Turkey and Greece.
So you're an Eastern European nation, is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. The most typical, probably.
The most typical? Why do you say it's the most typical Eastern European nation?
Well, because it is the oldest Eastern European nation, and also it is in the middle of East Europe.
Okay, I want to talk also some more basics about Bulgaria. For example, most people may not know, but what is the national language of Bulgaria?
The national language of Bulgaria is Bulgarian. It is a language that uses the Cyrillic alphabet. And it is similar to Russian and other languages of the same Slavic group.
So it is a Slavic language?
Yeah, exactly.
And what other language groups use the Cyrillic alphabet?
The Cyrillic alphabet is also used by the Russians.
What about the Internet? How do you use the Cyrillic alphabet on the Internet?
Well, on the Internet, since it is a little bit difficult with all the Cyrillic alphabet letters, we sometimes use the Roman alphabet phonetically to represent our language.
I understand that you have full access to the Internet and that you use the Internet a lot. How do you use the Internet?
Well, the Internet is used a lot in Bulgaria. It is a fast developing country after all. We use it mainly for communication, also for fun, you know, all the things that the Internet is made to do.
All right, let's move on to Bulgaria in the 21st century. Where is Bulgaria headed in the 21st century?
Well, in the 21st century, Bulgaria is headed firstly towards the European Union, as we will be joining next year. Also, Bulgaria's future is, I believe, quite bright, because we are mainly focusing on developing agriculture and tourism.
Well, let's talk about the emerging industry of travel and tourism in Bulgaria. Can you describe how is that industry developing?
Well, this industry is fast developing because in the last 5 or 6 years we've seen so much new hotels and new types of travel agencies and so on. Mainly we focus on alternative tourism, that is rafting, climbing and so on, the more extreme parts. But of course you would also find some nice hotels in small villages where you can just go with your family and rest for a week or a month or just how you prefer.
Can you describe, for the average traveler to Bulgaria, are there natural areas, forested areas, lakes, that sort of thing?
Well, Bulgaria has a unique geography. It has many mountains, but it has also several rivers running through it. We have also a sea, the Black Sea, and
which is a very important travel and tourism destination itself, is it not?
Yes, of course. It is preferred by many Russians, Germans. We have had several tourist groups from Italy as well. Also, many Central European tourists prefer it as a destination.
What about archaeology, architecture, historical monuments in Bulgaria? Can you mention what there is for a traveler to see?
Well, the first thing that the traveler would see would be, of course, the buildings left from the communist regime, as it is quite characteristic architecture. The buildings look like boxes.
Why do you say they look like boxes?
Well, because that is the idea of that type of architecture. It is made to be to have maximum functionality and minimum
aesthetics.
Yeah, aesthetics, exactly.
So not very beautiful.
No, but of course there are a few older buildings before the communist regime which are a lot better.
Are there important historic sites in Bulgaria?
Yeah, these would be the old capital Turnovo, that is situated in the northern part of Bulgaria, which is a nice medieval city. And also there are quite a few historical monuments in Sofia. There is the Roman wall from the ancient Roman city that was in its place. Also so a few old churches and things like that.
So Bulgaria was at one point part of the Roman Empire, is that correct?
Well, parts of it, the western parts of Bulgaria as well as the southern were part of the Roman Empire. Sofia itself was a major fortress, I believe.
Was Bulgaria also part of the Ottoman Empire?
Of what?
The Ottoman Empire?
Yes, that was about 600 years ago. We were under Ottoman rule for 500 years, after which there was a revolution and the modern Bulgaria began to emerge.
And when the modern Bulgaria began to emerge, that was approximately in what year?
That was approximately at the end of the 19th century, in 876. 1876, sorry.
Let's talk about, briefly, an important period in the history of Bulgaria, and that's the communist period, which you have already mentioned. You obviously weren't born during that period. What do you know about the communist period in Bulgaria?
Well, the communist period in Bulgaria lasted for about 30 or 40 years. And it is something that many people try to forget. It is not exactly a bright and shining example of a bright and shining period in the Bulgarian history.
And can you just elaborate on that a little bit more? And why do you think people don't want to remember that period of time?
Well, because mostly it was totalitarian rule, and people just... it was a bit of an... bit of a forced regime, but which relied heavily on forced labor and stuff like that.
You, as a young Bulgarian, what do you think the lessons are from the history of that time, from the communist period? What is there to learn from that period?
Well, I believe that one could learn that it is not a good idea to put a lot of power in the hands of few people.
Earlier we were talking and you talked about the role of Bulgaria during the Second World War. Can you give me some historical overview there?
Well, even though I'm not very good at history, Bulgaria was at first neutral, but then when the war began, we sided with Germany and we were fighting on two lines, I believe, one against Romania and one against Greece. There was a lot of heavy fighting, but at some point Bulgaria switched sides to the Allies, and there was a Bulgarian army who pushed as far into Axis territory as Vienna, but that is not very famous fact.
Am I correct in understanding, too, that during that Holocaust period that no Jews were expelled from Bulgaria?
No, that is something that we all as Bulgarians are proud of. No Jews were expelled from Bulgaria. They weren't deported, and Bulgaria did not take part in the Holocaust.
All right. Lastly, I want to ask you one last question. Young people love to travel, and there are a lot of young, independent travelers who travel backpack, etc. How would you advise them to travel in Bulgaria?
Well, the best way to travel in Bulgaria is probably by bus. But it would be a good idea to take one of the organized tours. Of course, if one prefers individual travel, good places to go would be Sofia, the capital. It is, I believe, a typical East European city. Also, a nice place to visit is the old capital of Turnovo, as it has lots of historical monuments from the old history of Bulgaria.
How easy or how difficult is it for a young person on his or her own to travel in Bulgaria?
Well, that really depends where one goes and the way one travels. A major issue, I believe, would be the language, probably, because not many Bulgarians know many foreign languages. I mean, lots of the younger generation speak English, and most speak French or some other language, but most people from the older generations know only Russian and Bulgarian, so that would be, I believe, a problem.
Are there youth hostels or private homes or inexpensive lodging that young people could access?
Well, there aren't any youth hostels, but the lodging in Bulgaria has overall low prices, so I believe that that wouldn't be a problem. There are a few nice hotels.
And lastly, I want to ask you just to speak to young people of the world, if you like, and what do you want everyone in the world actually to know about Bulgaria in the 21st century?
Well, that would be that Bulgaria has a future, I believe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.